Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph 3:1, and the last on the topic of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Mishnah says, Ra'u Vazdin V'chol Yisrael. If the basin saw it, and even if everyone saw it, on what would be the 30th day, which would, if they would be Mekadosh the Chodesh now, that would make the previous month be a chaser of 29 days. Nechkwe Edom, even if they also examine the witnesses. But v'lo hispiku lomar mukudash ad shechashecha. But even though they did the entire procedure and they confirmed that the moon was visible on the 30th day, and therefore they could declare this be the first of the month, but they didn't have enough time, or they didn't say mukudash, they didn't declare it to be sanctified as a new month before it got dark, before the no longer too late for the bezin to convene. Hareze mu'ubar, so then it doesn't work. The previous month now becomes the 30-day month, Mu'ubar, and this only the 31st day will be Rosh Chodesh, even though everything was seen, because it's essential to actually declare it Mekudash. Without declaring it Mekudash, it simply isn't Mekudash. And the Bezin only can do that Kiddush during the daytime. That's actually limited from a Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat Eloi Yaakov, and it's referred to, this referring to Kiddush HaChodesh, and it's called Mishpat, and just as the Bezin can only sit through a Mishpat in day and at night time, so too they can't declare the new moon to be the new month during the day. Excuse me, at night, only during the day. Ra'u Vezdin Bilvad. Now what happens if the Sanhedrin alone saw the new moon? And that was in the night, let's say, of the 30th. So the next morning, even though they all saw it, they can't simply declare it to be the new moon. Instead, they have to ya'amdu shnayim, they have to get two of the bezin to function as witnesses, v'ye'idu b'fnehem, and to give testimony before the bezin that they saw it, v'yomru mekudesh mekudesh, and then they will formally declare the new month as sanctified. What's happening here, as far as I understand it, is that when we say that we are yakum davar, we establish a halachic fact based on shnei edim, two witnesses, what we're saying is we're actually recreating the event, so to speak, now. So, as the Gemara says, if hypothetically the Sanhedrin saw the new moon and it was still prior to sundown, then they could declare the new month based on the new moon sighting without Edom, because it's in front of their eyes. And the Gemara says, Eino dome re'il l'shmia. You can't compare seeing with your own eyes to hearing it. Since they could see it with their own eyes, that's certainly sufficient. The actual pitgam is Eino dome shmia l're'ia, I should say. In any case, but the scenario in our mission over here is that the Bezin is not able to declare the new month now because it's nighttime. And therefore, in the morning, they have to, so to speak, recreate the new moons by getting to Adam to declare it as halachic fact in front of them now. And even though they all saw it, that's not sufficient. We need to have two witnesses actually declare it, testify, give Eidus as such. So two of the Bezin then function as the Adam, and then based on their testimony, it's as if the Bezin is seeing the new moon now, they'll declare the new moon, the new month. Ru'u Shlosha Vehen Bezdin. If the only three people who saw the new moon were the very same three people who would be functioning as the Bezin to declare the new moon. Now, normally what happens is, it's the Sanhedrin Agadol, the great Sanhedrin of 71 that sits on the Temple Mount, straddling into the Azar there. They are the ones who would be declaring the new moon and the new month, but they are authorized to appoint a specific Bezin, another Bezin besides the Sanhedrin, to be in charge of declaring the new months, and that could be done even in a Bezin of three. So the scenario here is that even in the Bezin of three, if the people who saw the new moon were the Dayanim, the judges on that Bezdin, so then Ya'amdu Hashnayim V'yoshvu Mechavrehem Eitzel HaYachid V'ye'idu B'fneim. So then you'll take two of the three who saw the new moon, assuming the three are the Gadol Hador and his two Dayanim sidekicks. So the Dayanim sidekicks, not the Gadol Hador, will then now stop being Dayanim for this ceremony. Instead, they will function as Edim. And then you'll have to put two other Dayanim to sit beside the Gadol Hador, and then that constitutes a new Bezin of three, before which these two Dayanim, who saw the new moon last night, will now function as Edim and testify in front of them. V'yomru Mekudesh Mekudesh, and then that new Bezin, which has been created with the Gadol Hador and two others, will declare it to be the new moon, She'en hayachid ne'eman al yedei atzmo. Because even if he's the gadol hador, and even though there's such a din as a dayan mumcha doing certain things by himself, when it comes to kiddush hachodesh, one dayan alone is never sufficient no matter what. He's not ne'eman, he can't do it by himself. He has to do it with two other dayanim. The reason for this is also based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, we've seen this pasuk a number of times, V'yomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Lemor HaChodesh Zelachem. And we see that it can't be that Moshe functions alone, but rather Moshe and Aaron together. And since we can't have a Bezdin Shakul, meaning we can't have an even number of Dayanim on a Bezdin ever, therefore two won't be sufficient, you have to have three. And that's what we're saying here in our mission, that one person alone can't do it. You have to have a minimum of a Bezdin comprising three Dayanim to declare the new month at all events. And with that, we finish the first mishnah here of the third parak, really the last mishnah talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. And now it's almost like a new masechta. Starting with the next mishnah Beis of Parak Gimel, will be a whole new world talking about the halachas of shofar.